Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 68. This chapter has 36 psukim in it. Most Mefarshim explain David said this Tehillim about a praise for Hashem for all the wars he's won throughout his life. Hashem had performed amazing, wondrous miracles for David's soldiers, constantly sustaining them with proper food and allowing them to defeat the many nations they fought against. Although there's no specific mention in this perek, the Radak learns David said this chapter prophetically about a future event. It's explained in Sefer Melachim Beis, chapter 18 and 19, during the time of King Chizkiah, when Yerushalayim was under siege by the Assyrian army, Hashem did a miracle that completely wiped out the Assyrian army. He sent a plague that struck the Assyrian army, which ended the siege. Keep in mind, at this time, the Assyrian army had already exiled the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Yisrael, which made the miracle even bigger. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives on Melachim Beis, chapter 18 and 19, for further information. Now for the perek summary. The chapter starts off by David asking God to disperse his enemies and melt them like wax. By doing so, there will be a downfall in evil and the tzaddikim will be able to revel in happiness. In verse 5, David calls upon everyone to sing to God. God is a father to orphans and defender of widows. The psalm then relates God's greatness. At Har Sinai, the entire earth quaked and the heavens rained. God is so good and takes care of all the needy. In verse 12, the perek switches gears. It relates the greatness of God and how God allowed David to win wars, because no army stands a chance next to the Almighty. Hashem's presence will always reside on his holy mountain. There are thousands upon thousands of chariots in the forms of angels. These angels were all present at the time of Har Sinai when God gave us the Torah. From verse 20 until the end of the chapter, it continues to relate God's omnipotence. Life and death both belong to God. Hashem can crush goals and has always brought redemption to Am Yisrael. Yisrael saw all your ways and even sang songs to you. You have given us from your strength to conquer. We draw from your strength to serve you in your Beis HaMikdash. The nations of the world will serve you at your house on Temple Mount. David ends by referring to the times of the final redemption and the times of Mashiach, by calling upon all the kingdoms on earth to sing to God, because God is the highest of high. Hashem's majesty was bestowed to Yisrael. It's truly God who gives blessing to all mankind. Because at the end of the process of the final redemption, it'll be apparent to everyone the inextricable connection between the Jewish nation, God, and his Torah. The world will be flocking to Har HaBayis, Temple Mount, to serve God and feel his presence. I'd like to add, Baruch Hashem, we can see now how the world is obsessed with Eretz Yisrael and, in specific, Temple Mount. Now, much of the world is against the Jews owning Temple Mount, but this is only in preparation for the final redemption, when all the nations of the world will unite for the good by pronouncing the God of the Jewish people is the true God of heaven and earth. And he gives the land to whomever he sees fit, which is Am Yisrael. Let us have deep emunah, just like God saved us then when David wrote this chapter, so too he'll save us now with the revelation of Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.